Once again, the budget deficit is soaring out of control. After years of red ink, the United States managed to bring the deficit down and to eliminate it entirely toward the end of Bill Clinton's presidency. But now a combination of skyrocketing medical costs and disastrous tax cuts has pushed us into a deeper hole. Deficits are not always bad. Indeed, the great English economist John Maynard Keynes argued in the 1930s in the General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money that deficits could pump money into the economy in time of depression to break a cycle that was causing a kind of permanent equilibrium at a very low level. Deliberate, sustained, counter-cyclical spending was necessary, even if it caused a deficit, and the deficit could be repaid once economic recovery occurred. This Keynesian analysis explains why the Great Depression took so long to overcome. There was spending for welfare and public assistance and a humanitarian effort to avoid starvation. But some New Deal initiatives undermined others, and the aggregate spending levels were not as high as they could or should have been. The quadrupling of defense spending in 1940 and the continued massive spending during World War II jump-started a return to prosperity and vindicated the analysis of Keynes. Some future leaders, notably Dwight D. Eisenhower, resisted deficit spending. For Ike, a national budget was like a household budget and needed to be kept balanced. Unfortunately, by trying to trim the budget whenever a downturn threatened, Ike helped provoke three recessions in 1953-54, 1957-58, and 1960-61. The tax cut that John F. Kennedy proposed and Lyndon B. Johnson implemented worked as planned and stimulated economic growth. But spending for the Vietnam War while still spending for reform at home sabotaged the economy for years to come. Even so, deficits remained under control until Ronald Reagan assumed the presidency in 1981. Then the decision to slash taxes for the wealthy while increasing defense spending by $1.5 trillion over a five-year period wrought economic havoc. The annual deficit was $74 billion in 1980, $283 billion in 1983, and $290 billion in 1992. Now the forecast is for the deficit to go even higher. 2 years ago, the Bush administration said there would be a surplus of $262 billion in 2004. Last year, it projected a $14 billion deficit for that same year. Now it tells us that the deficit is going to be $307 billion for 2004. It's likely to grow even higher in the years ahead, and this does not even include the cost of a war with Iraq. One culprit, of course, is the tax cut implemented a year ago. Another culprit is the unconscionable $674 million tax cut just proposed to take effect over the next 10 years to the advantage of the most prosperous Americans. The situation is desperate. The deterioration in the long-run budget outlook is nothing short of catastrophic, according to economist Paul Krugman. At this point, a fiscal train wreck appears inevitable once the baby boomers retire in large numbers. Alan Greenspan, longtime chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, called for fiscal responsibility in the 1990s. He urged both Congress and the President to eliminate deficits and pay off the national debt. With the assent of the Bush administration in the past 2 years, he changed his tune and supported the first tax cut. Only recently has he suggested that the proposed tax cut would be a mistake. We're now faced with the steepest deficit shift, almost $570 billion, in American history.
You've been listening to Alan Winkler, Distinguished Professor of History at Miami University of Ohio.